Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a pill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if you first all night.
What's up, y'all? Shit, it's time for the Down and Dirty Show. I mean, you know, I've been getting a little light. Excuse me, let me take some. See there, I'm already heat cupping. Hold on one second, I need some water. Hold on one second. Okay, now I'm ready. So, I've been doing so much. I've been doggone actually having a great time at this. And, well, wait a minute. Let me get this bullshit out the way. You guys know this is the Rosebud Show. I'm motherfucking Rosebud. Goddamn coming to you live and in living color, hoping you're going to have a whole bunch of questions so we can kick it. Now, you can contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And you can always check on my site, AskRosebud.com, and Down and Dirty. Don't forget 101. A lot of you guys hit me talking about, why is your site for sale? That site, Down and Dirty, has been for sale. But mine is Down and Dirty 101. That's how you get mine. See, I got a lot of stuff going right now. I got a lot of e-books coming, about 7 e-books coming out. And I have that one on CD, baby, which is the American Pimp, which has really, really been just, I don't know, for some reason, doing a lot better lately. And what I've done, fellas, I've released part 2 of Rosebud the American Pimp. Oh, my goodness. And it's coming out, too. You guys going to be blessed to get all this, you know, stuff. Now, why am I saying that? I'm saying that because, you know, things happen when you do shit that you have planned to do. Now, some of these books that I released, I'm looking at them, and I didn't have them like 18, 15 years and shit. And, you know, because I was in a period to where I was writing for many, many years. And I wasn't really trying to publish anything. I was just trying, because I know me. I know while I'm feeling this, I better write. Because at one point, I'm like, man, I ain't trying to write no more. I'm going to get tired of that damn shit. So I wrote damn near books, 21 of them in a row, before I started, you know, thinking about publishing them. And I put American Pimp and Invention Man out. And it's been all right, but, I mean, that shit ain't been making me no money. So I ain't really thought about it, you know, like that. But opening SWU, and experiencing the success that it has so far, which is very early. I'm telling you, I'm so creative in what I'm thinking now. And if I'm creative, naturally I'm going to be wanting to write shit. So what I'm saying is I took my time. I didn't rush. I could have forced that shit out. I could have did whatever the hell I wanted to do because I wrote it. But I knew if I was going to maximize on it, I would need to wait until it was right. Now, who knows when that is? Me, being the kind of motherfucker I am, that's when I say it is. So what I'm saying is, bud, you already had them wrote, so what took you so long to say it's time? Nothing took me so long, because I could have said those words, it's time. And I could have made myself do it as soon as I said it. But that's not what it's time means. when it's time, just like now, something is going to make you think of something you should have done, not should have, but you could have done, but you didn't, because you wanted to wait for the right time. And you didn't know when that would be. Today is Monday. It's not going to be three Sundays from now. You don't know that. But what you know is not right right now. And see, where confidence come in here is if you've invested your time, you're going to try everything in the world to make you see how you should do it right now. But your confidence going to tell you, no, do it later. Do it when you feel it. And what I'm saying is feeling it is like now for me. I had no idea I was going to be putting my books out. I had no idea. Hadn't thought about writing in a lot of years. I knew I had these books. But what I'm saying is I hadn't thought about them because I was thinking about all these other things I was doing. And the biggest thing to me was establishing a real way for people to be able to learn this male confidence. That became really important to me about 3 years ago. And once I got that going, which is now, and which is what I'm talking about, my mind is just, I'm very creative right now. I'm in probably, I mean, if I had to guess or rate it, I'm in the most creative mood I've been in a long time. Now, whoa, Rosebud, what that got to do with this motherfucking shit we trying to hear? See, what I'm saying, people like y'all that think like that, you don't understand. You have no concept of what happiness is and what it does. Because you've never tried to be happy. You've never even thought about what really makes you happy. Can any one of you right now, within like 10 seconds, click in and tell me what makes you happy? Because anybody could think of something to make them happy. What the fuck make you happy? Because being able to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, makes me happy. And what I'm saying is, my whole point in this is that if you take control of your life, whether you succeed or fail, you're going to be happy. Because taking control of your life don't guarantee that you're going to be successful. It only guarantees no one else is going to cause you to be unsuccessful. Now, if what you think, because you some scary motherfucker that always goddamn has some kind of way to think scary about some shit, then this might not work for you. Because my point and my motion, as far as my mind, where I'm trying to go, what I want to do, is to be progressive. So when I get the reward of seeing something that I worked for develop, I mean, I get happy. I get happy as fuck. I get happy. And I would imagine for me, happiness brings about creativity that makes a lot of thoughts flow in your mind. And what I'm saying, why I think that, is because I was just going to upload all these goddamn books and just put them to sale. Because in my mind, I had, you know, did them years ago. I had completed them. And I did one or two of them like that. But then something told me, man, why don't you read them books? So I started reading them before I uploaded them. And believe me, I made hella changes on them books. Because hella shit has happened to me since then. What are you talking about, Rosebud? Why the hell? What the fuck? Because, man, I ain't going to tell you shit. If you don't want to think, then that's on you. Don't fuck with me. I ain't got shit to tell you. unless you want to hear a fucking story that I'm finna tell about whatever the fuck we talking about. Because I'm saying, you motherfuckers, man, you don't do none of this. And since you don't do it, you so silly that you don't even care to do it. You don't even care to learn to do it. You would rather me hurry up past this shit, Rosebud, and get to talking about bitches this, bitches that, you know, pimp this, pimp that. You would rather that bullshit than to sit your goddamn ass down and listen to what the fuck I'm saying and see what the fuck it is. Because, man, y'all ain't going to get this shit too much longer. Because if I keep seeing what I'm seeing, and if shit keep happening like it's happening, I'm going to dedicate myself to what is progressive. And to me, SWU is progressive. This is like, well, it's progressive too. I take that. I was going to say something. I didn't, but I take that thought back. This is progressive. What we do is progressive. Your participation in it, your punching one with different shit in it, you know, that makes it progressive. But for me, it's a lot more work that I don't necessarily have to do. Now, why are you saying that, Rosebud? What the fuck are you saying? Hey, can't you understand? If your motherfucking ass don't step up and make it worth my while, I ain't talking about money. I'm getting money. I got some goddamn money. So I ain't talking about no fucking money. So, why you make a... Hey, man, you got to make it worth my motherfucking while. Press one, have shit to talk about, whatever, make it, you know, viable for me. And I'm cool. You ain't got to do no more than that. But I'm not going to be, you know, start having a show where I got to start every... Look at this motherfucker, 519. 519, before you even get on the phone, where the fuck you are, fuck you, motherfucker, you badass motherfucker, you. All right, goddamn it, I didn't kiss your ass enough. Come on, what's up? What's up, man?
Hey, yo, it's Munch, bro. What up, yo? What up?
Man, don't be talking to me like you are, because I can't fucking hear you.
Hey, sorry, no. Rosebud, I was at work, man. I'm outside now. What's up, Rosebud?
None. Who is this?
Can you hear me now? It's Mush, man.
Mush, okay, man. Man, don't really bring no school shit here, because
no,
this
I
ain't
won't.
School shit. Okay, go ahead. What's up? All right.
Word. So, other than school in particular, I mean, is it necessary to have other homies in your circle who you can kick it with, like in person wise and whatnot, to chop it up about, you know, just this shit?
It's not necessary, but it's very beneficial. And if you don't ever have or run into people that you can fuck with like that, either you got to accept that you are much on a higher much level than they are, or you lying to yourself about who you are. Now, I don't know which one it is, so I'm not saying you're doing either.
Right.
What I'm saying is, to answer your question, hell yeah. You should have people that you can kick it with. That's why you designate this mother, man. That's my cut, man. You know, oh, yeah, that's man. That's my man right there. You know, they call you bud. This going on, man, whatever it is. Fucking how much you need. Woo, what you need. Woo, woo. If you got it, they got it. You know, because they your folks. You know, and you know if you was in the same situation, you would call that motherfucker and he'd break you off just like you would break him off. Now, if you have people like that, then you in a better place. But you don't, period, unless it's a family member.
I don't.
But you don't. No, you don't, because you too early in this what we doing, and you haven't even developed enough to be able to see what we talking about. So what I'm saying is, you know, of course you have these questions, but on here, you know, which I know how to talk, but what I'm saying on here, I don't want to have to avoid or get around talking about SWU unless I have something directly out of my mouth to say about it, because I'm not going to really, you know, talk about what we learn. I mean, I will talk about what we learn, but not how we learn it. to talk to you and to answer you, you know, and really not mislead you, I would be giving away some of the things we do as far as how we learn what we learn. And I don't want to really do that. So you have, on here, you have to ask general questions that you know what you're doing, and then as I generally ask them, answer it, you got to ask some supplementary questions that pull out the information, because it's like being sneaky. If you play it, I can play it, man. I give information all the time to people that's in the group or in SWU now. But before, they just was, you know, dudes that bought the course, and I didn't want to tell people about the course. So I know how to talk about everything without giving up the course. But y'all don't, because what y'all be thinking be deep. And you be just not realizing. Right. If you make me answer that shit, you know, we going to be telling them what you spent good money for. And we don't want to do that. You see what I'm saying, Mush?
Yeah, man, for sure.
All right, so what you do is go in the group and pose a couple of situations that have what you want to know in it. And then after the responses, you doggone pose the actual question to me. And then I will doggone answer it directly without any kind of trips. This is what that course and group is for. You know, so you can really study, because what you're doing now is studying, but you can't get the real lesson because I got to, you know, go around the corner to do it. And I ain't doing that in the group. It doesn't matter what you ask, may not be what someone else is thinking, but it's going to definitely be what someone else has to deal with in the course of becoming who they becoming. So whatever I say to you may not be beneficial to somebody right now, but if he in the thread, is going to be beneficial later on when it comes to him. You see what I'm saying, man?
I do.
All right. So you have any other question? Because, you know, I'll answer whatever.
I do not right now, but I'm going to keep listening, and then if one pops up, I'm going to punch in.
I love it, Mush. Stay down. Don't be tripping. It's very early in the doggone group. So don't be trying to guess where you're going. Don't think you know where you're going, because you didn't know half the shit you know now. And that last call, I'm sure it showed you that you don't know what I'm going to do, because you don't know what I'm doing. Just believe in what you did when you bought that course. You understand what I'm talking about, bro?
Right, for sure, I do.
All right, man. I'm going to put you back in. Hey, you guys. I hate I had to do that, because I know you guys are all goddamn fuckers. What the fuck is he talking about? Motherfucker, get to know that shit. Well, you know, if you want to become a black belt in the martial arts, you got to start off as a white. And you got to go through some rigorous shit to become whatever you really want to become. Because I thought I wanted to know karate too, and I got my ass in there. I'll just excel through them first few belts. But when it came to that brown and black belt, full contact, shit. You know, coming through them lesser belts, you could do this, you could do that. But shit, I didn't want to do that shit. I just wanted to learn them katas and learn how to block and punch and all that shit. But that other shit was a part of karate too. And the part of that was to build your body and make your body to withstand. Fuck, they wanted you sticking your hand, jabbing your hands in sand, but then you mix little rocks. Man, I ain't doing that damn shit. Yeah, but I got in that I got in a tournament where it was brown belts up that did that shit. In the first motherfucking kick, this white boy was scared of me. I could see it, but he didn't put a move on me. And kicked me in the stomach so fucking hard. When I caught my breath and got out of that match, I quit. I quit karate. I ain't subjecting myself voluntarily to no shit like this. That's just the kind of motherfucker I was. And I thought I wanted to know karate. Yeah, if you want to just watch it and learn the moves, I mean, hell yeah, what I wanted was cool. But if you start fucking with karate, motherfuckers that know that shit and really believe in that shit gonna be seeing that what they got, you know, to do to handle you. And my body was real punk when it come to really taking that shit, cause I couldn't. You think I'm a punk? Because man, hell no, I'm a real motherfucker. Cause I realized that shit. I ain't finna fake. I ain't finna do no faking. I don't give a fuck if you get to laugh at me for 20 minutes because I quit, man. But if it was about me not wanting to get football, shh, man, the motherfucker tackled me when I was in Pop Warner. Tackled me in my stomach, knocked all the way. Oh, that's a stomach story, too. Maybe my stomach fucked up. I don't know, but anyway, the motherfucker tackled me in my stomach, lifted me off the ground, and slammed me into the dirt. And all I could think of when I like got my senses, I said, can I have my $6 back? It was $6 for the insurance. I had just that day paid my insurance because I couldn't get hit before because I hadn't paid my insurance. Shit. This was like, I'm talking about 50 years ago, and $6 was hella money. That motherfucker, he said, he had gave us a pep talk. And if you can't stand it, you don't have to be out here. You can quit like the pussies. Shit, man, I thought I got my, just give me my $6, man. Hey, they laughed at me, too. All this, man, I wish I would get hit like that again on purpose. And I'm in the way voluntarily knowing it's going, man, I ain't like that. I'm going to get out the way. I ain't trying to, you know, go through nothing like that. If you want to go through some mental gymnastics, you know, I'm with that. But you know about, you know, that physical, man, the only thing I'm going to do physical besides protect my goddamn self is to move around. Other than that, man, I'm mental, man. I do everything mental because I'm trying to have it. I'm not trying to look at it. You got to be in a certain frame of mind to have shit, especially when you a person that determine what you do yourself. Now, my thing is this. You guys on here, and of course, I ain't even got to talk about the subject I'm going to be talking about tonight, but you guys on here, you know, and you just listening to me, man, things, you know, there's a lot of stuff to be doing, you know? I mean, I like talking, so you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to just trip, but I want to, you know what? I was watching a Animal Kingdom thing, you know, I love them lion shows, but, and this was about a lion, and this was about the Serengeti or somewhere where it was one of them damn deserts that get dry, and then suddenly it get full of water, and then all, it get dry again, they do this shit all in a month, any damn way. This lion was hungry in a motherfucker because it had been a while before the water came back. And it was the time of the year where it wasn't plentiful with food. And this motherfucking duck was in a little pond of water. The water must have been a foot deep, something like that. And the motherfucking lion was starving. You could see his ribs. That motherfucker tried to catch that duck. And I'm thinking, damn, they gonna show this lion eat this motherfucking duck? But this duck was too fast, and he didn't even really go past the lion's legs. The lion would, you know, he had to go down into the water to get the duck, and not down in the water, but put his head down into the water real fast to get the duck. And the duck would just go right under the top of the water and move like 3 inches. And the underwater camera was showing that the duck was just swimming between his front paws and his back paws. And whenever that lion moved around and thought he seen, because the duck would have to come up for air and shit, and when the lion seen him, he'd go over there and the duck would stay there, and the lion would sneak up like he do until he tried to catch that motherfucker. Now, why you tell that story, Rosebud? Because let me tell you something about this game that we're talking about life. about how you gotta stay down. The lion, of course, eventually ate. That duck lived, of course. That's not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is the odds are never, or not never, but the odds are hardly ever in your favor. They're not. The only way that lion would have got that duck is if he had stayed there a few days and let the water dissipate a little more, and then the duck couldn't go deep enough and he could catch the duck. But as long as that water was enough, that duck knew what to do. Because that duck could also actually run and fly a little bit away from that lion, because this was a lion. It was too big to really run. My thing is that duck knew what to do, and that lion knew what to do. Because after two or three tries, that motherfucker said, fuck that duck, and went on. And that duck didn't do nothing but clean his feathers off, however they do it, and swim in that pond some more. My thing is that's how I am. That's how you should be. You're supposed to be at this broad because that's your doggone dinner, and hungry as a timber wolf, white around the mouth as Al Jolson, you still can say, fuck that motherfucking bitch, and go on about, that's the only way you're going to catch. You ain't going to catch thinking you missed. Because if that lion thought he missed, he would say, if I can't catch a duck, and that little ass, because, you know, lions don't like to swim. The water wasn't deep enough for him to even be tripping about it. So what I'm saying is if he can't catch the duck in this little bit of water, then he don't need to get to live. He shouldn't get to live. But what I'm saying is that lion knew immediately, oh, I'm not fading this shit. How many of you guys do that? None. I bet none of you do that. None of you realize right away you didn't start saying something to this motherfucker and shit after whatever, 2 cents, whatever. You don't see right away. And if you do see right away, you don't let her know you seen it, because I'm saying, dang, you know what? I'm so glad you acting like you are, because I got to get away from all shit like that as fast as I can. All right, be cool, baby. You know, and I'm gone. You know, because if you don't do that, the bro's going to feel like she didn't. Did something. I ain't letting no bro. 347. What's up?
Yeah, I do that too.
What's that?
I can see it. If I'm not getting no action, I say two or three things. If I don't get the responses I want, I'm gone. That's real talk.
That is real talk. So what you just confirming that I was correct, or you got something to say about that?
Well, no, because you said nobody. I bet nobody do this, so I'm just calling to let you know. Somebody out there.
Okay, somebody out there doing it. All right, man. That's what happens. You always speak up. Mm-hmm. Let it be known, bro. I can't argue with you. But let me ask you this, man. How I'm finna ask you something personal. All of them will know your name. Don't nobody know you. So whatever you say, honestly, don't nobody know who the fuck you are. So what I'm saying is, how successful are you?
When catching a bitch?
Come on, man. What the fuck am I talking about? Are you successful at work? Or are you successful at going to the driver, motor vehicle department and getting your damn driver's license? I ain't asking you no shit like that. Hell yeah, we talking about a bitch, man.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm a numbers man. It depends how many I get at Rosebud. You know what I'm saying? I get rejected like a motherfucker, if that's what you asking me.
God damn it, motherfucker, if you got my chorus. Who is this?
Nope, this is Javelin from New York.
Let me tell you something, that was a good fucking answer. I'm talking about a really good answer, because what was good about it is you said the numbers, you play the numbers game, you know, and that's what it's about. Putting it like that, I wouldn't really put it like that, but it is really about the numbers. You got to get it hella bitches, you know, because you don't even give a fuck about how many of them told you, yeah, I could talk to 999 bitches, then they all tell me, fuck you, you motherfucker. And on that thousandth bitch, she say, yeah, I'm batting 1,000. I don't even remember them 999. So I know that's how you feel.
I'm listening.
So, okay, man. Huh?
Hello?
What's happening, man? All
Rosebud,
right.
You there?
You know, Yeah, I'm there, man. What you did, have some broad come snatch the phone because you was talking that shit?
This is my phone. I don't know if it's the audience or is it just me. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up and call back in.
Okay. I hear you, but evidently he don't hear me. Okay. Now, I hope everybody else hear me. You guys out there are hearing me, right? Somebody come on. Sean, you hearing me, right? Oh, shit.
Yeah, you loud.
Sean, you there?
Yeah, you loud.
Okay, cool. Okay. That's why I wasn't there and called him back. That was him. All right, what's up, 519? You there?
Hey, Rosebud, I just want to say that, I just want to say that batting average thing is the coldest damn shit because, you know, sometimes I get the trip and I only printed out like 100 cards. You know, I go hand them shits out, and then if I do let it get to my head, which I try not to, then I don't get no responses back. I mean, I got to get, there's like 800 more I got to get at before I can even be worrying about my average, you know what I'm saying? That was fire.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, man. If you understand what's happening, you'll have to realize that how many
I'm
you miss don't matter.
It,
hey, a motherfucker could actually be talking to thinking that he gonna talk to 1,000 bras and get to the 37th one and catch. It's no different than if you get to the 999th one and catch. That's what's up. You caught. And if you don't catch on that 1,000, you just say, damn, and start fucking with another 1,000. Because it don't matter. And if you let it matter, you will never catch. That's something you guys all need to learn. If you let missing bitches bother you, you can bet you ain't going to never catch one. You can always luck up on her, or she going to just throw herself on you. That shit will happen. But about you going out, looking and saying some slick shit, getting a bitch's attention to where she want to fuck with you, you'll never do that because you're too afraid. I don't mean you, but I'm talking about people, you know, that don't do what they're supposed to do. But
right.
That's good shit, man. You know, you got to understand you play the numbers game. That was a good thing, bro, said. I'm going to put you back in. 347, what's up?
Yeah, it's just Javelin calling back again. I don't know what the fuck happened with the phones.
Okay, well, what's going on, Javelin?
Yeah, well, me going ahead, man, you know what? We're talking about rejection and shit.
Right.
And I like rejection. Rejection, for some reason, that shit lights a fire under my ass. Especially when you first getting out there.
You know what, man?
Ooh,
you know what, man? Something, you fuck, this ain't your first time calling or something, man, because you cannot be saying... I mean, I'm not saying you cannot. You definitely are saying it. But you saying everything that I be spitting, man. Not that you saying it like I do, but you're definitely in the area and because rejection should light a fire under you. Rejection
mm-hmm.
should be your spinach. You know,
mm-hmm.
every time you get a rejection, you should just feel more Popeye-ish. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and motherfuckers use that shit to go catch. And when you do
mm-hmm.
catch, you know, you hear those trumpets, and the motherfucker say, yeah. And the cold part about it is that it wasn't luck. So that means as soon as you get through blowing and tooting your horn, you can go right back out and do it again, catch you enough. Hey, so what I'm saying, that's how you get a crew of them. You know, you get a crew of them doing that. And before you know it, you done made yourself invincible. Because my first four bras was all turnouts. They were straight out, but they didn't come right away together. But in between, there was like an overnight bitch here and there. But what I'm saying is the ones that
right.
I caught that I really had, you know, was turnouts. And I didn't have to undo some shit. All I had to do was, you know, put some game up on them so that they could understand who they was dealing with. And once they did
right.
understand that, everything was smooth. So things should be going smooth in your life. And I'm curious, why are you listening to this show? Because don't sound like you need no guidance.
Because I like listening to the show, Rosebud. Just because
right,
I listen
brother.
To the show don't mean I need it. I love listening to the show. Listen, Thursday and Sundays I work out.
Game. Yeah.
I just love that game. I work out. I got you on my ear. I call in, put my input. I'm just chilling. Just chilling.
I love to hear that, man. Be cool, man. Stay like that. You sound
be
like
cool.
You got your shit
no
together.
Doubt.
All right. Hey, you guys. So, even though a brother like that calls in periodically, sounds so, you know, sure of himself, I swear, I want to say you a goddamn lie, motherfucker. You do have my goddamn shit. But if he don't, he don't. I can't be mad at him for being sharp. So, my thing is, if you sharp, you are. You're ahead of the curve. And the biggest problem that people that's not sharp have is not being able to focus. You know, a lot of things mean are as important as each other. 6-7 things are as important as each other. I don't think like that. You know, I categorize every damn thing. And the reason you do that, because if you cannot 1, 2, 3, 4 all your damn shit, then you ain't going to be able to choose one. And if you choose one, it's going to be sporadic. And if it's sporadic, it may or may not be what you should have done. So my thing is to not ever question if it's what I should have done. Because if it don't work, it don't mean it's not what I should have done. But now, if it don't work and I know I shouldn't have did something that I did do, which is the way a lot of you guys have to deal with your problems, see, your problems went out. And it keeps whittling away at the little confidence you do have because your problems win more than you win. That's why even by me fucking putting a book that I wrote years ago to be published right now is such a small win, but you couldn't tell me that. Shit. In the overall scheme of things, that ain't shit. You know, I should have did this a long time ago. No, I should have did it when I did it. And what I'm saying is I celebrate my wins. All of them. I don't care how small they are. I don't care how monotonous it is to hear me say that I won in this situation or that situation. You know why it's monotonous? Because you don't get to say it. If you got to say it, we would be a chorus. And, excuse me. And we would be singing. We wouldn't be talking shit. We would be singing a cappella. We don't need no music. That's because we got game. We sharp. We know what to do. Shit don't handle us. We handle shit. We look for shit before shit even know it's shit. I'm saying that's the way we are. That's the way we think. And that's the way the only way to be. Now, if you want to be another way, which you very well can, you don't want to listen to my shit. You know, you don't even want to call and discuss nothing because there's no way you're going to get me to entertain some weak shit. You know, because I believe it's contagious. Weak shit is as worse as a virus. And, you know, viruses are very contagious. They're airborne, some of them. You can get touched. You know, I don't know because there's all kind of weakness viruses and germs, and I stay away from that shit. Now, you start talking weak shit to me, I'm going to shut you up because I ain't got to hear it. Why? Because like brother was asking earlier, man, is it necessary to be around people on your level or higher? Fuck yeah, it is. That's why only people I talk to is y'all. And I only talk to y'all when you're talking on the right level because if you ain't, I'm hanging up. I don't trip. I don't want to be contaminated. I want to stay as straight-laced as I possibly can. And I want everybody that come in contact with me to understand, man, that old motherfucker is serious about his shit. Yeah, that's right. I'm not playing. This is not a game. I haven't been playing since I've been in this motherfucking shit. The only reason motherfuckers really see it as a game is because it's called a game, and we call players so shit. In reality, squares could really see this being a game. And they just like, enter it to play the game. Man, no, this is much more than a game. And people that see it as much more than a game win. Now, when you're on a date, or are you dating, are you on the prowl in this society, you have to know a lot about the socially accepted aspects of women, of men, of crowds, of bars, of restaurants. You have to know all this shit. So one of the first things you need to know is that people, I mean, just like animals, they're like, have a pack or a herd mentality. That's why anytime something come out and one of y'all say it's cool and you're talking to 50 motherfuckers, if they got it, 40 of them going out and get it just because you said it was cool. And if it ain't cool, they ain't going to even be mad. They're just going to say, man, that shit wasn't shit, woo, woo, woo. Why? Because that's what they do. They rush to whatever somebody gives them to rush to, and then they decide if they like it, and if they don't, they're not even mad for being misled. Now, you get to fuck with somebody like me that's not misleading you, and instead of you embracing, well, I take that back because you guys do embrace me. That's why you own here every show. So instead of you guys utilizing it to the fullest and getting all you can get out of it, you want to be a little skeptical. You know, and you wonder why I don't care. Bro, I don't care unless you want to do it. Why should I give you any of my care if you don't want to do it? That's kind of stupid to me. I'm not wasting my energy knowing somebody don't want to fuck with what I'm talking about. The same thing with talking to broads. I was, you know what, see, this is how serious, this is how true what I'm saying is. The same thing that I was saying, which I was talking about my course, and dudes not wanting to get it because they got to ask this question, got to ask that question, think I'm going to try to talk them into it. I mean, get your motherfucking ass, undecisive ass. I ain't trying to talk you into shit. You know, if you don't want it, then fine. If you do want it, hit me. And I'm done. You know, but what I'm saying is that's how you could tell. Otherwise, these dudes say, hey, what about, how do I get your course? Woo woo. And I tell them, just like saying hello to this woman. And then once I tell them, their reaction should be, all right, I'm going to fade you or not. You know, whatever. I ain't going to say what their reaction should be. And what I'm saying is you expect that from the woman. Hey, well, she got to respond, you know, to where she fading me. And, you know, okay, he didn't fade me right, so I'm going to say, you know, try one other little something. Well, man, you know, I'm answering whatever question. And then, you know, I'm going to shoot him the answer. And then just like with the brow, she didn't really respond right, so I'm going to make sure I seen that right, so I say something again. And then what I'm saying is I know I'm not saying some shit that's not directing her to me. So if she's not allowing it to direct her to me, then why should I keep talking to her? Same with the dude. I'm not saying shit that's not explaining what he's asking about the shit. He just feel like he need to ask me. Man, you could ask the question, but you can't question me. And I'm not allowing it. So what I'm saying is my arsenal system works regardless for who I'm talking to, what situation I'm in. It does not revolve around women. An arsenal is a way for you to control the outcome of a conversation, seeing where the conversation is going as long as it's active. And when it's over, you see that it's about to end, and three or four sentences before it ends, you didn't say some shit to ensure that it ends the way you want it to end. That's what a system does for you if you understand the system and you utilize it. So I'm not, since I was such a pimp-ass motherfucker, no, I ain't talking about bitches. I'm talking about dudes becoming monsters in whatever they do. because they know exactly what they're doing. They know what to expect, and as they see it develop, they get goosebumps. And when it develops, you almost need to go get napkins and wipe your dick off because you're almost calm. It's that exciting. And once you master the feelings, or no, not the feelings. Once you master the knowledge of trusting yourself, trusting what you think above anyone else, then you got the ingredients to get down. But, you know, you can't believe in yourself hearing this and hearing that, trying to piece it together. That's why you don't never try to stand on that shit. That shit standing over a hot coal. And if it break your ass going in there, you ain't standing on that piece together bullshit. No, that's why you got to get your foundation stronger. Your foundation got to be able to be walked on not only by you, but several other motherfuckers, and you can walk on it at the same time. Because it cannot be broken, because it's too solid, it's too sturdy, and it's based on real shit you've experienced in your life. This is what makes you sharp. This is what makes you irresistible to women. I'm talking about cute-ass motherfucker saying some whatever slick shit. Oh, you know what, baby? I really don't like the fucking no, you know, bitches that be talking slick. And I'm pulling over as I say that. And I pop the lights. Look, go ahead on and, you know, hope you have a good day. What you doing? You know, letting you out because I ain't trying to talk to no slick bitch. You know, if you want to fuck with me, you better be a come-see-the-cat motherfucking kind of bitch. You understand? No, I don't understand. See, that's what I'm saying. Now I'm telling you to get out. Get your ass out. Hey, the more you do that, the more that bitch want to stay in the car. Once she said two or three times she want to stay in the car, you tell that motherfucker, if you close that door, bitch, you want to hear what I'm saying because I'm not trying to hear what you saying. And that bitch going to close the door. And then before you pull off, you tell her, hey, open it and close it again, baby, because I don't think you closed it good. I don't want you to fall out. Oh, shit. I done did this shit. This shit is powerful. Shit. Because what is it doing? It's letting the bitch know, unless you roll like I want to roll, you can't roll with me. Now, it's up to you. I could care less if you get out. You see, I ain't talking about breaking you or charging you because you fucking with a motherfucker like me. I popped the locks. You didn't have to ask me to get out. Now get your ass out. Hey, that bitch gonna not get out. Then if you say, now don't let me put the car in park and put your motherfucking ass out. You got to say something like that before she actually willingly get out. Why? Because you didn't snare her. And you know what you're doing. That's why before you go that far, you got to give her action at willingly closing the door. But don't close it unless you accept what time it is. Hey, this is fly shit. Now, you square-ass motherfuckers, who going to ask a question? I didn't spit so much shit just now. There's no way you can just sit on the goddamn line because ain't none of you playing like that. None of you. You ain't got no game like that. So why ain't you got something to say or ask or whatever? I told your motherfucking ass it's all right to ask on these things now. So you just going to sit there and be quiet. Okay, you guys. I mean, you know, I'm all right with it because, like I say, I write bullet points now. And, you know, I could kick it all through the time. But, you know, who wants to do that shit? I don't fucking want to do the goddamn shit. You know, to me, if you have a specific purpose for actually having confidence, it's going to brand, once you use it successfully for that purpose, you'll have confidence in that area. But since you actually have confidence in that area, you start thinking differently about other areas. And anytime a particular area that was really controlling you come up, you're going to be able to handle it because you're going to think of what to do, and then you're going to do it. Well, you are if you understand where I'm coming from because we think it and do it. We don't think it and start thinking about it, wondering what could go wrong, woo, 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 because whatever we think about, we know it's about us. You know, it ain't about doing nothing stupid. It ain't about falling off. It ain't about no drugs. It ain't about none of that damn shit. It's about getting this game that we got to give. You know, and the only way you can get it is to give it. And the only way you can give it is to have it. And the only way to have it is to know what it is when you see it or when you're around it, so you'll know to soak it up. Now, what can you be doing on this channel listening to me? Because I don't have idle conversation. I never in my life, even before I was a fucking pimp, had idle conversations, especially with women. But if I ain't trying to get something or whatever, get rid of something, whatever, I ain't got to talk to you. You know, I had, once I really started rolling and realized pimping was lonely, man, I had no problems riding by myself. None whatsoever. I loved it. Why? Because I just would ride and think. I didn't even have my radio up half the time. I just love to think about shit. And I love to think about what I'm doing. And I love to see if what I'm thinking is what I'm actually representing. And you have to be this way if you want to represent something. And if you don't know how to represent it, whatever, you can, if you wanted to be a bull rider and you don't know how to ride bulls, but something in you is telling you, what you do, go get some kind of training, then you go take a chance, and then after you take that chance, you say you want to do this for a living, then you really take it serious, then you start buying all the right doggone equipment, and before you know it, you're a goddamn bull rider. You might become one of the best. Why? Because you did what it takes to do it. You didn't sit up and say, man, I sure would like to ride bulls, and just let that be a thought pass through your goddamn big old ass head. No. Don't let thoughts pass through your head. Examine them motherfuckers and see if they should even be in your head. And if they should, then you need to do something. Because how else is your life going to change? How do you expect changes? You know, that's like the definition of ignorance, doing the same thing over and over and continually expecting different results. See, what I'm saying, that's madness. But if you talk to 999 women, what the fuck are you doing? You're doing the same thing over and over, and you're getting the same result, but the difference is you not really doing the same thing. You can look at it as if it's the same thing. The same thing in that case would be 999 times talking to these women, saying the same shit, the same way, not looking at what's going on with the last one, see if it's going on with. No, you might be saying or doing the same thing over and over, but each time you do it, it's uniquely different. That keeps you a cut above. Why or how does that work? Critical thinking. When you say, hi, how you doing, why would you say that the next time? You didn't get action this time. You might want to say, what's going on with you, cutie? Don't get no action. You might say it another way. What I'm saying is you ain't doing the same thing unless speaking to a woman is the same thing. You coming at them different ways, and you've seen visibly which get the better response. And then if calling her cutie get a response, a better response, you ain't going to call the next one cutie. You might go a little further with more words to describe something that is like a cutie. Whatever. Girl, you look so, whatever, man. I ain't got to be telling you what to say. But my point is that we all have the capabilities. We all have the actual tools, but we don't use them. So after not using them for a period, you end up forgetting how to use them, forgetting that they even exist, until somebody awakens something in you and you realize how short you are, not in height. I'm talking about in having what you need. Have you noticed back to that Lions, no matter how big the prey is that they're hunting, no matter how small the prey is that they're hunting, they stalk that prey the same way. Have you ever noticed that? Because the lion, as stupid compared to a human as he is, he know that if he want to eat, there's a way to catch whoever he's trying to catch. The first thing is to stalk up, is to get downwind from him, stalk him, sneak up on him, catch him by surprise, or separate him. What I'm saying is they know to do that. And if they don't do it right, they're not going to eat. What if your life was like that, bro? Which it is. If you don't do it right, you don't catch the frog. So you guys go masturbate all that stuff, man. I can't remember the last time I had to masturbate. And even if I tried it, I probably couldn't. Because that's, like, silly when you got women, you know, around. But my brother married, a couple of my brothers, they married, they jack off all the time. They tell me, why you do that, Nick? Because I be wanting to. Man, whatever, man, I don't want to get into all that. Well, I'm saying is they've got good wives, but they be wanting to do that shit. Man, that's crazy. To me, I'd rather go out and catch me a bra. Because that's going to make me really, if that's the case, go wild on the bitch that I caught her. You know, because, you know, these kind of catches can't be no days-long catches. You know, nigga got to go home, so you got to catch whoever right now. And, you know, nigga do that shit. But who gives a fuck? I don't do it really now, but I know I've done it, and what I'm saying is I could do it. But my point and what I'm saying is you should be this way. You should have done it. You should have done it enough to confidently say you can do it. And at that point, you motherfuckers will recognize, if you get to that point, you'll recognize a different caliber of broad that be fucking with you. Because they gonna see a different caliber of dude to fuck with. And they gonna just come over there and say something. I mean, a lot of guys in my doggone SWU say the more they ignore the bitch or bitches or whatever, however they say it, the more action they seeing. But that's not what's going on. The more you don't care about that fucking shit, the less it bothers you. And the less it bothers you, the more you overcome it. It's actually simple. But it's almost like brain surgery. You have to make these motherfuckers understand it. Just like I told you something genuine. You can't understand it. You can say you can understand it. And I hope you can. I wish you well. But you can't. Because you haven't physically learned it. You have to. You can't hear or read real information. You just can't. You got to physically get it. You got to go get it. And without doing that, you're going to always, if that's the case, get answers correct on a test because you read information or you heard information. But out in the field, you're going to flunk. Because you're going to do the same shit you've been doing. Because just like me, your ass just want to learn the sharp moves of karate. You don't want your body to be a karate motherfucker's body. No, you want to do half-ass shit. I told your motherfucking ass, I have a point every time I'm talking. I don't care how long it takes me to get there. And I'm saying, just like me, if you don't do the work, you ain't getting the results. And I didn't do the full work. I learned all the moves. I was fast as hell, knew the katas and the pinyans, could pass every test except a test of really getting my ass hit. Shit. Because I didn't bone up. Man, they used to have nunchucks and have you hitting down your, ooh, shit, I could actually hurt even think about it. Man, I wish I would do my legs like that. I would be saying that while I was in there because I'd be faking, like, because they call it boning. Man, I wish I would. That shit be hurting. You hitting right on your shins with that damn nunchuck. Man, No, I ain't that nigga. You know, I'm way too soft for that shit. But don't get it twisted. Don't mean I'm a soft motherfucker. But when it comes to that shit, I'm way too soft for that. You know, so take it like you want to. That's how I feel. That's how I was in the street. Take it like you want to, but hell no. I ain't getting on no goddamn field and that motherfucker with pads on his ass tackle me in my goddamn stomach. Shit. Come on. Come on. They should call me soul, man. Come on, soul. Come on, play some tack. Nigga, please. I didn't do none of that shit. The only sport I did was track. Because, you know, unless you fall, you ain't gonna get hurt no kind of way. So if that's the case, if you fast, if you got game or whatever, you know, you gonna get the girls, because I sure had them. But about football, I didn't even play baseball, because sliding give you cherries. I'm not finna get no cherries. Y'all probably think, nigga, how could you claim you was so motherfucking cause a motherfucker get his ass with fucking with me, period. But if you trying to judge me because I'm not going to slide on the ground and get a cherry, motherfucker, come on. Because, shit, judge me, you going to be wrong, and you're going to find out the hard way that your ass is wrong. Yeah, but see, that's called fronting real good. You know, I used to be a real good front. Motherfucker be fronting, faking. You don't know, good and well, you ain't really like that. You know, but me, I'm faking it. For I don't know how long I had to be home by midnight. And I was already soul man by then, too. I'm talking about like 11th, 12th grade. I used to have to be home at midnight. My mama would be waiting for a nigga at the door. 12:15, 15 seconds after, your fucking ass stick the key in there, she finna slap the shit out you. Tell you, I ain't having no boys coming in my house 4 days in the morning. Mama, it's 12:01. Boy, you heard me. And she just slapped the shit out of me. Hey, I had to live through that bullshit. That's why when I turned 17, I got my ass out of there. Like you motherfuckers should do. No, you be 27, 35 in mom's house. Knowing good and well, you guys don't have to live like I did. You don't really be doing what mom say. We had to do it. If we was peeing and she called your name, you had to cut that pee off. Shit. And answer her. Because you couldn't say, wait till I get through peeing. What? She'd be in there and open. She'd be in open that door because, you know, we had to close the door and shit. She'd be in open the door. Why? We had a lot of rules and regulations. But what did that do for me? That made me understand that if you ain't got no organization, if you don't have nothing that you afraid of, then you ain't going to win. I had to be organized because of my mama, and I was scared to death of my daddy. So, shit, I had to be a certain kind of kid. And I was a bad kid, too. But I was one of those kind of kids that was, I was smart. You know, my dad wanted a smart kid. And he'd fuck you up if he asked you something and you didn't know the answer to it. And shit, and don't say I don't know. If you said I don't know, you got two whoopings. One for not knowing the answer and the other one for not thinking. Boy, you didn't even try to think of no answer. So my dad asked me something, I'm going to say some answer. And if it's wrong, he going to talk about the motherfucker. You know why that's a good way to raise kids? Because they know what's right and wrong. They know how to protect themselves when they get older. When you got little motherfucking kids that's growing up with no respect for authority, how are they going to respect the police? I mean, shit. Police say something, man, I ain't got to do that. Man, that motherfucker shooting you. Our parents made us be thinkers because through racist motherfucking Ku Klux Klan bullshit, we had to survive. Now, it's not Ku Klux Klan, but it's the same racist fucking bullshit. But since you motherfuckers don't want to, you know, live, you would rather do what it, police say, give me your ID. Man, I ain't got to give you my ID. Shit, I ain't did shit. Motherfucker, lay down so I can shoot you. Because that's what's going to happen. My old man, the Black Panthers, all them drive. When the police is behind you, put your hand on 10 and 2 and drive. If they ask you something, keep your hands on 10 and 2 and ask them motherfuckers if you can do it. You ain't supposed to say shit. Now, well, man, we ain't in the slavery days. Right. Then you ain't going to make it to your motherfucking senior years because your ass going to get killed. Because it's one thing I know for a fact. You better do what them motherfuckers say unless they asking you to suck their dick. Because all they got to say is they thought this. And your ass, dead, ain't going to get no reparations, your family ain't, because it's going to be like every other case. Justified. Period. Motherfucker ain't had no gun or nothing on the ground, hands and behind him, handcuffs, get shot in the back, and justified. So I'm just saying, y'all, you ain't sharp. If you was like me, you would be sharp. I ain't trying to get in no trouble. I ain't trying to have no motherfucking fight. I ain't trying to do shit. I ain't got nothing to prove. Neither should you. But all of you got something to prove, so motherfucker can't say this, can't say that. Whatever, the only motherfucker... The only thing that would really rile me up when I was in them streets was when them motherfuckers would be so jealous they'd be talking about, you ain't no motherfucking pimp, nigga. Nigga, what? Man, I'm getting up in your face at that time and we gonna have some words. And I ain't having words from across the room because, goddammit, I can't, you know, sock your motherfucking ass from across the room. I'm going to get in arms this and I'll be talking shit. And anything funny, I'm fine first. Period. Because I'm a little nigga. I'm fine first and that's that. I ain't looking for no trouble. But I ain't, you know, running from none either. My thing is to be sharper than that. My thing is to have, you know, seen that coming. Now that the nigga's there, I'm a motherfucking handle it without being no punk. But we ain't gonna throw nothing. He gonna have to really come over here and like really want to do some fighting, you know, since he ain't said nothing foul to me. We just, you know, arguing. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, man. You know, man, whatever, man. You know, I say some shit like that. He come up to me talking, you know, what you mean, whatever, man? What the fuck ever. You know what that mean. And nigga gonna do something or not. 9 out of 10 times, he not going to do nothing because you stood up and he just was trying to see if you was a punk. That's how I go, to at least what I know. But then I know what y'all know, 2 or 3 sentences like that, and they can draw down on you if in the blast 9 in your motherfucking ass. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. It's a whole nother time, and you bad motherfuckers ain't realizing it. It's too much death going on trying to be bad. We was bad, and we still here, because we was just bad in a sense, you know, taking care of whatever, you know, you ain't going to punk me all, blah, blah, blah. But we wasn't bad, because we thought we was the only ones could be bad. Shit. You know, the way people think today, man, you know, your life is in jeopardy with just about anything. So, let me stop talking about that, because I just want you to live. I don't want to, you know, talk about what could happen by not being sharp, by not thinking things through, by always letting something make you do something spontaneously, by never being able to plot out something and make it actually happen. When you're dealing with women and you seeing that, you know, she's trying to blend in because, you know, she ain't really, you know, out to be called or nothing. Because in reality, I don't know if you guys know what the herds are for. But herds are so, that particular animal herd, the individual animals, don't think who's ever looking for them or whatever is hunting them can see them. They know they there. They know this motherfucker can see. But by them being in a herd of these motherfuckers, they feel that the motherfucking lion can't see them. And you know what? The lions can't see them. The lions only see a herd of motherfuckers. That's why they don't fuck with them until they spot one doing something that ain't supposed to do, running with the herd, kind of running off in a little different direction. And then if he can get this motherfucker to really, he spotted one now. Now he doing what he do to get this motherfucker separated. And if that happened, that motherfucker gone. My thing is, that's your job. Your job is to get that woman out of that blending in mentality so you can see her and fully understand what it's going to take to catch her. As long as you got her in this environment where she's blending in, even though you're talking to her, you just talking to her. You just must understand that there is a cycle that you go through when you're trying to catch women. And you got to learn how to apply where you are in that cycle when you're talking to a woman. You got to apply where you are to where you actually are ultimately want to go in the conversation. Now, if you learn the cycle and how to apply where you are in it, it's going to aid you in your, you know, trying to catch women. Because, you know, to me, a lot of you guys are just in the first quarter. You know, you can spot women, you know, you like them, you know where they be at, but you can't do anything to make yourself noticeable. Like the first beginning, first 5%, you know, you learn your basic talents, you know, where to search out the prey, you know, what your prey look like, and, you know, all that shit. But in the wild, you learn that shit when you can't even catch them. You learn that shit just going along with your parents, seeing what they do. And then after a while, you've got enough of that. You're like 25% in. And so now you got to start participating. You ain't gonna catch, but you bet not fuck nothing up. That's how the animals think. You could run with us, you could chase the prey with us, but when we stalk and stay back, I mean, they can't talk, but they tell each other that shit. Why can't you do that, man? You can talk. You can talk to yourself. Why can't you see that you're not supposed to catch right now? The only it's like when you a young leopard, and you see whatever it is, a gazelle, and you just start running as soon as you see it. You can't catch that gazelle, you young fool. This is how you guys go at trying to have women. You got to also know when they're not really available to get at, you know, even though she's standing right in front of you. And that's when they're in the fucking herd mentality. You ain't going to never catch a bitch in the herd mentality. You got to get them out of it, and you do that with finesse. When you get to this point in being sharp, the basics, you know, do you very little good, you know, when it comes to actually catching your prey. The basics only put you up on getting near your prey. It only puts you up on maybe getting to put your paw on one if you're an animal. The basics only show, they really only show you how to recognize your prey. But the basics don't teach you nothing about approaching it correctly with the intentions to scoop her up and have your way with her. The basics don't teach you that. So now you're on another level. That's why you have to recognize the levels you own. Now you actually interacting. This is a talent, and you're going to learn it as you also develop a appetite or hunger for to have as many women as you can stand to have. And all this shit I'm talking about, my course teach you this shit. And the MP3s help you build your arsenal. And soon you'll have a conversation because it's all so clear, and you won't just have one, because if you come in SWU, you got to have many, because we make up many and we use them. So what happens is the better you learn to approach a woman or your prey, or the more noticeable you are as far as you look goofy or whatever, you know, none of that. You grow more hungry for the prey until you finally get on, you know, pounce on one and actually get her. See, hunting for you guys is kind of fun, more fun than it is like actually feeling, because you don't really get to eat off your honey. You very seldom catch, you know, fresh prey. Now, you learn how to fuck a bitch, you know, if that's the case, just like them little animals, whatever it is, little tiger, learn how to tear flesh off some prey. But you and the little lion still need to learn how to catch, which requires more focus. That's why you have to realize you're on another level. And after getting on this level and learning a lot of shit, you're going to see that your senses are getting more keen and astute to not only spotting the prey, but spotting when you could actually get at it. Because, I mean, just because the motherfucker is there don't mean you can get at her. So you're going to be able to, just like the lion, sometimes they see a whole herd of all kind of motherfuckers. All the lion doing is sitting over there just looking at them. Because you know goddamn well, no matter how many motherfuckers over there, this ain't the right time. The kind of animal you want to become is attractive to you. And the more you pay attention to it, the taste for being this animal, this man, and the type of woman, the type of catch you want, it just simply grows. It grows in you more and more. And since, you know, you guys ain't no lions or tigers or any of that shit, you know, you gonna notice that you have never bagged fresh prey or never called a bro from the jump, from like talking, get to know her, woo-woo-woo, in a conversation, and then you catch her. You know, right then, that day, you never did that. And that shit worries you. And I know you guys be thinking about that shit right now. Man, I've been fucking with this, I don't catch. See, and this is where you guys make your biggest and fucking mistake. And it's also the biggest reason you need my course. See, you begin to worry so much about this shit that you start to stand and watch women instead of continuing to try to catch. And the longer you stand and watch women, the more insecure you become about your ability to catch this woman. You become so fucking doubtful of your ability that your body and your mind starts to suffer from not actually catching no goddamn women. And right here, if you're not careful, which none of you were because you didn't know anything about looking out for it, right here is where you lose your focus in totality and settle on the sidelines, which is what you guys do. You settle on the sidelines and you wait for some accident, bitch step on your foot or whatever, for a conversation to have. You don't have to go get it. But man, look over there across the room and baby, I'm going to go holler at her. Hey, I'll be right back, folks. Hey, no, you don't have that shit. So you're going to lose your focus and you're going to stop preparing to be the lion that you supposed to become. And then the very first time you catch fresh prey, it ain't going to really do nothing for you because you're not the real lion or the real man you supposed to be. You have been faking. You have been taking shortcuts. And you have done yourself a disservice. And the only thing I could do is kick it with you afterwards, which is what I get to do. Kick it with you after you done fucked your head up so bad that you can't see what I'm saying enough to, but you can ask me 300 questions. Well, you can't even ask no questions because I'm on my, like, 50th damn point. And you guys ain't asking, what's up with y'all tonight, man? Why I'm not getting no conversation? Now, I would say I would randomly pick somebody, but the last time I said that, everybody hung up. You guys are too much, man. You then motherfuckers been missed so many times that you don't want to miss anymore. So you should start using your head. You know, once you catch a woman using your head, it's going to promote you to use your head more often. And you're going to find out that thinking is not such a bad thing. Planning your shit is not such a bad thing. You got to understand your focus when catching should be to make sure everything you do, everything you think, have a basis in catching this woman. Not a particular woman, but this woman you're talking to. And this requires focus. This is what separates alphas from the betas. Now, I tell you how to do this shit. And I do this freely because I want you to know. You know, I know it's going to lead you to actually want my course or at least keep listening as a listener. Either way, I win. The way you apply focus is no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're doing when you're trying to catch, it's against your goals. Otherwise, it's counterproductive if it don't promote your focus being on catching. So you can't be out tonight sitting at the bar. I mean, you can if you know how to fake it. But what I'm saying is, because I know how to fake that, sitting at the bar, look like you're watching the sports that's on. But it's a bunch of bitches in there. See, I mean, you could definitely fucking act like you ain't paying attention in that case. But what I'm saying is that's promoting me or my focus to be on catching because I know somebody's watching me. And I fucking periodically look around, try to scan, you know, get up, do this, walk or woo-woo. Somebody watching me. And if I'm correct and I'm seeing what I'm doing, and I, you know, I'm doing what I know I should be doing, and I'm very conscious that I am what is important at this point. No bra, no clothes, no jewelry, no. I am the only thing that's important. I am the catch. And I had to make myself get into believing that women see me as someone to go after, not the other way around. And I've been thinking like this for many years. I could give a damn about how fine you is. You 10 motherfucker, you probably a 10 motherfucker with 100 goddamn problems. Who wants that? Some bitch only worth a 10 give you somebody that's worth a 100 with problems. Man, see, I know if you follow me, you know, you ain't gonna waste no time trying to convince no woman she should be talking to you. I save hella time. I save hella time because I don't try to convince nobody to buy my shit. I don't try to convince them of shit. Man, make your mind up. If you're on the phone with me, I'm hanging up. And if you emailing me or instant messaging me, I'm going to tell you, don't send me no more of this shit. And if you send one more, last question, I'm going to say, man, I'm blocking you, and when I'm going to remember your name, and I ain't going to let you buy my shit. Man, I tell them that because motherfuckers want you to hold their hand. No, I'm not doing it. Ain't nobody hold my hand. And everybody that has seen success in my course, no one hold their hands. You got to be man enough to stand up on your own 2 feet, make mistakes or not, and deal with them. We have to deal with everything we fucking encounter. We can't be running. So this mentality will keep you focused on your mission. And you ain't trying to be somebody that, you know, just have a good conversation. and trying to help this woman enjoy her night, having a good quality social conversation. No, baby, if you don't want to do more than talk, you better not sit down with me. See, a lot of men, they're out specifically to catch. And that's because they're very hungry and they want to feast. But they go home empty-handed. Or they hire prostitutes. I mean, that ain't really, you know what I'm saying, what to do. But there are men who are not out specifically to catch. And most of them have like a date budget. And they get charged for that every weekend. If it's $200 every weekend, they spend it. They spend that limit and beyond on some kind of goddamn broad every weekend. And the problem is, like I say, they just come home with prostitutes. And they just feel that they have to pay for everything they want. Now, if we was on the side where, hell yeah, they got to pay for everything they want, otherwise we had hoes, no, that would be cool. But I'm saying this because a lot of you motherfuckers think like that. You ain't got to admit it to me. But I'm telling you, man, you wouldn't even be on here listening to me if you didn't think like this. You wouldn't have time. You know, I ain't mad at you. But, you know, you and I speaking on entirely different levels. And unless and until you recognize that, you the one going to be lacking. Not me. You should or you better recognize where we are when we kicking it like this. See, we in a situation where you could ask and do and a lot of things that normally you couldn't. You could actually use this as your learning platform. But yeah, you're learning because I'm talking so much shit. But how much are you really learning? You ain't doing nothing but hearing shit. So you guys got to understand what I'm talking about. And you got to really learn how to go hard because there's an art to going hard. And I go hard all the time. I don't ever go semi-hard. I go hard. And I want you to learn how to go hard. You know what? I still got maybe 30 or 40 of these goddamn points, but I'm going. Hey, you guys, this was a boring, it wasn't boring because I know I was talking shit, but you guys didn't say shit. You guys didn't, you know, promote yourselves. On the next one, the next show, Down and Dirty, the next one, Ask Rosebud, realize that when you make the show entertaining as far as your participation, it just brings out more from me. It makes me want to talk. But, you know, I don't want to. I already do school all day. SWU. I don't want to sit up and talk. All right, you guys, I'm gone.